We are learning Maseches Pesachim, Daf Kuf Yutes Amud Beis, and we are beginning on the bottom of Kuf Yutes Amud Aleph. Tan Hasu, we learned in the Mishnah. Malkum Shenogu Lichfoil Lichfoil. In the place where the minig is to double over all the Pesachim and Halal, doesn't mean Dafka the last Pesachim like we say double, means all the Pesachim and Halal, Yichfoil, you should say them twice. Lifshoit, you say it once. Another minig, Levarach Acharav, Yevarach. If the minig is in that city to make a bracha after Hal, Yahalucha, like our minig, Yevarach, you should make that bracha. Hakol ke minig amadino. Everything is like the minig amadino. Oma Abayo, Lois Shonu El Acharav. That they were saying, the bracha is telling the minig, is only a bracha afterwards. Alafanov, everyone agrees you make a bracha before Halal. Alafanov mitzvah Levarach. Before, it's a mitzvah to make a bracha before Halal. Before any mitzvah, don't ever do a shmuel, call mitzvahs v'varach aleihem oivah las yosem. All mitzvahs, you make a bracha before you do it. Now, what's lashon oivah las yosem? Sounds like when you pass it, what's oivah? My mashma, the high oivah lishnak dumehu. How do you know oivah means before the mitzvah? Omar Nachma Yitzchak, the Siv, it says in the Pasuk, v'yorot z'achimat z'derech ha-kikar v'yaver z'akushi. And he passed the kushi. You see, he went in front of the kushi. You see, lashon oivah means going in front. Abayah Mahacha, the Pasuk says, who avar lefnei? I'm talking about Yaakov Avinu, who went in front of the presence that was given to Esav, who avar lefneiam, see, it means he went in front. It says that he went in front of all the presence and all his family, who avar lefneiam, v'yishtachu arz Hashem upon in front of Esav. Yigadar Mahacha, v'yavar malkah lefneiam, v'ashem b'roisham. So again, you see, Loshem v'yavar means the king went in front, v'ashem b'roisham, they went in front. Tainlim to the Braisa, Rebbe Koifel Badvarim. Rebbe was Koifel Badvarim, which the Mepharshim learned, it means the last psukim from Baruch Abba V'Shem Hashem. And the Rav Lezim and Prata, Moisef Badvarim, he was Moisef. My Moisef, I'm Abayim, Moisef Lichva, Moidcha V'Lamata. He added on from Oidcha V'Lamata. And Vosap is, these are the psukim taka we double over. So Rashbam says, V'li Nira, Mishum Kova Yishai V'Shmuel V'David V'Echav. Shamru. So that's the cover of Yishai and Shmuel and David HaMelech that we say those psukim twice. Since they're the ones who said those psukim, he thinks that's the reason why we double over those psukim. So the Mara Vaita. Doris Rabbi Avira, Zimnu Omle Mishmei Derav. Sometimes he sends us over Mishmei Derav, or the Rav Ami is a Gersa. Zimnu Omle Mishmei Derav Ashi. My Dechsiv, it says in the Pasuk that when Yitzchak became the age of Vayigomel, Pasha means the age of two, it says in the Pasuk, Vayigdal Hayeled Vayigomel, Vayas Avram Mishte Godol, B'yemi Gomel as Yitzchak. And the problem is that why does it have to say the word Yeled? And why does it have to say Vayigomel? Just say Vayigdal, Vayas Avram Mishte Godol, B'yemi Gomel as Yitzchak. We don't talk about Yitzchak, we don't talk about Hayemi Gomel. Why are the first two words Hayeled Vayigomel? So Gemara makes a drasha, it's talking about the Osir Lava. My Dechsiv, Vayigdal Hayeled Vayigomel, also the Kodesh Baruch Hu, La'asoy Sudu La'asadikim, V'yem Shigomel, Chastel Azar Shiyitzchak. When Hashem gives the Chesed, which means He brings Mashiach, when He makes the Geula for Zara Shiyitzchak, for children of Yitzchak, He's going to make a Sudu La'asadikim. La'achav Shayichlu M'shayisim, after they eat and drink, they have to bench. Who do you give the benching to? So like the Mashiach explains, the Gemara says, give the benching to the Gadol. So who's the Gadol? Avraham Avinu. Noisel Avraham Avinu. Kodesh Baruch Hu L'varach. He says, I can't bench. Because Yishmael came from me. Since Yishmael came from me, I can't bench. And he says, therefore, I can't bench. So the problem, why can I say that? So the way the Mashal learns is, and it's again for Esav also, we'll see, is that because you say, Brischa Shechasamtam Visereinu. Now, you know, Yishmael got a bris. But the bris that Hashem made between us and the Klal Yisrael and the Kodesh Baruch Hu was dafka the Zareh Shei Yitzchak. Ki be Yitzchak yikara l'chol Zareh. And not Esav and not Yishmael. So that's the problem. You can't say, in benching, v'al brischa shechusam v'sereinu, you can't say that, therefore you didn't want to take benching. Amulam ani eni baruch, it's going to Yishmael. Yishmael came from me. So they say, Yitzchak, you're the next in line who's the Gadol from the Olam here. Amul Yitzchak, Tal Baruch. Amul Ahem, Eini Yivarach, Shesvenu Esav. Esav came from me again, and the Mashal says, I'll Shechusam Fashvenu, as applied to Yishmael and Esav. Amul Yaakov, okay, Yaakov, you, Tal Baruch. Why don't you make a bracha? All your children are Mitas Shlema, you bench. Amul Ahem, Eini Yivarach, Shenasasi Shtei Achoyis Bechayeyem. I married two sisters while they're both alive. Shall I see them Tal Yisrael alive, which the Torah is going to ask her. And Zakhtam Ashah, Ve'ini Yachalay Matayra. You say, Al-Tayros Choshlim Atonu. You can't say that in benching. So you can't say that. Amal El Moshe, Tal Ubrech, you bench. I didn't go into Eretz Yisrael. Not when I was alive. Even my bones didn't go in. Moshe Rabbeinu, at least the bones went in. By me, even my bones didn't make it to Eretz Yisrael. And Avram Yitzchak Moshe, they're buried in Eretz Yisrael. But Moshe didn't make it into Eretz Yisrael at all. And you can't say, Eretz Chem HaTayva, Shechat Laviseinu, you can't say that. Omer Yeshua Tala Baruch. So Yeshua, next line is Yeshua. Son. The Chassid says in the Pasuk, when it talks about the children of Ephraim, it ends with Yeshua. Num b'noi Yeshua b'noi. And it ends with Yeshua. There's no children afterwards, no sons afterwards. So he wasn't zechet ben. So he can't say either. He can't say, because he didn't build the Beis Mikdash. You need it was David and Shlomo b'noi who built it. So who's last? David HaMelech. So Amalei David, Talbruch told David, you bench. Amalei, Anim Avarech, I'll bench. Veli Na'ah Avarech. And for me, it's good, it's nice to bench. I'm happy to bench. Nema Akoyitz Yeshua, he says, I'll pick up Akoyitz of Yeshua, U'Veshem Hashem Ekran. I'll call out to Hashem and thank Hashem for all the Yeshuas he gave me. And Taka, David landed up benching. So the Mishnah Vaita, a new Mishnah. We'll make a schol on the sugya, and the Mishnah on the next year will continue. Zok the Mishnah, Eim Aftirim Acha Pesach Afikayim. Now, this Mishnah and Gemara is be an eye opener for a lot of people. That Afikayim is not the name of the matzah you eat at the end. That's not what Afikayim means. Eim Aftirim Acha Pesach Afikayim means like this. Maftirim means when you're leaving the suda. So Eim Aftirim Acha Pesach, you should not be nifter from the suda. You shouldn't leave the suda Acha Pesach with Afikayim. What does Afikayim mean? The Gemara's have two pshatim. But it means you don't end the Suda with Afikayim. We'll see what Afikayim means. Doesn't mean matzah. It means, because we do end the Suda with matzah, actually, these days. Eim Aftirim means you don't end the Suda with Afikayim. My Afikayim is Akhtimah. What does Afikayim mean? I'm a Rav, so you akru mechabur lechabur. And like Rashbam explains, Afikayim means Afiku monaychu, which means take out the kelim from here and bring it to our friend's house. That means, according to Rav, you're not allowed to. You're not going to eat matzah anymore, but you're not going to eat Karm Pesach anymore. Karm Pesach, you're not allowed to be eaten in two places. So you finish the Karm Pesach, but he says, let's bring our pots or our plates and let's go to a friend's house to have some dessert. You're not allowed to do that. Afiku monaychu, you're not allowed to do afiku monaychu when you leave after the Pesach. You can't do afiku monaychu. Why not? You might come to eat the Karm Pesach in two mekaymes. If you allow to eat anything in a different place, you might eat the Karm Pesach in a different place. So it comes out for Rav. You're allowed to eat food after the Pesach, but you can't eat in another place. Where you are, you can eat other foods after Pesach. You're allowed to eat dessert after Pesach, according to Rav. You just can't eat in another place. You can't say afiku menaychu macha. That's Rav Shita, according to Rashbam. Meshmul Amar, a different shot. Kegoin ardiloi li. You're not allowed to eat them in the same place. Like me, I like for dessert, I like mushrooms. The gazloi la abba. Abba likes little small birds. That you're not allowed to eat after the Karm Pesach, even over here in this place. Why not? So Rashbam explains, the reason is because if you're allowed to eat after Karm Pesach, you're going to think all the years that you eat roiv the suda after Karm Pesach. And halacha is, you have to eat Karm Pesach ala soiva. And you have to eat when you're full, so you have to eat the suda first. So if you're allowed to eat dessert afterwards, I'm going to come to eat even the part of the suda afterwards, which is not allowed. And therefore, you have to eat it before. Now, the Lashon Rashbam is extra words, also Tam HaPesach, he says. Because I think the pshat is like this, that if you lose the Tam HaPesach, you're going to forget that you have to eat the Pesach last. So you have to still have to taste the Pesach in your mouth, and therefore you'll know this is the way you end the Suda, not with other food, and this is you come to eat Dafka L'Soiva. So it comes out, Shmuel Momachmer holds that you can't eat anything after the Karm Pesach. Why not? Because you might eat the Suda, not eat L'Soiva. And Rav Yechon says the same thing. Dates and nuts, you're not allowed to eat after Karm Pesach. The same svara, just for him. He liked, Rav Yechon, like the response place, Rav Yechon liked dessert to be nuts, and according to Abba, well, Abba is Rav, and Shmuel, according to Shmuel's pshat, Shmuel says that he says you're not allowed to eat desserts, but his example was mushrooms and little birds. Tanya Kavaseh Rabbi Yechanan, and the Ran speaks out the same Tanya Kavaseh is like Shmuel also. Eim Aftirim Acha Pesach, you can't be nifta after the Pesach going tomorrow in Mekloyes Vagoyzim. You can't end off the Suda with dessert. So Akapotim comes out, according to Rashbam, that if you're Rav, you're allowed to eat after the Karm Pesach, you can't eat in two places. According to Shmuel Rav Yechanan, you're not eating anything after Karm Pesach. Why not? Because you might come to eat more stuff the main punishment after the Pesach, which is a problem, because you have to eat always ala soiva. So the Ran talks about this Rashbam, and he doesn't dafka like this pshat, but he speaks this out klar. Shem tato lechol klum lepa'om yoichel roi v'achilosa achar Pesach nimtzu shena pesach neichel ala soiva. We'll speak out the Ran's kasha momentarily. So this is all with the Karm Pesach. What about Bizman Azeh? We don't have the Karm Pesach. So we have Omar Rav Yehuda Omar Shmuel. After the matzah, you also can't say Afiku Menaychu, bring in, you know, the dessert. You can't say that. Even after matzah. Great thing, Gemara Kasha. Tonight it says, after Pesach, you can't say Afiku Menaychu, bring out the dessert. Acha Pesach would lay ochal. The Hudla. You can't do after Pesach. Aval acha matzah after. So it's a kash on Shmuel who says over here, even by matzah, Bizman Azeh, you can't eat anything. So no, even matzah also. Our mishnah is even Pesach. Lo yibay kama, lo yibay acha matzah, lo nafesh tamayo. There's no tam, so it's very easy to get rid of the tam. Aval acha Pesach, the nafesh tamayo, it's very tasty, and you won't get rid of the tam by eating some dessert. Lo yimotzi avurale, you can't just take off the tam so easily. Less than ba, it shouldn't be a problem. Kamas v'lo, it's still a problem. So that's what the Gemara says. Now the Ran, it has a problem. This Gemara sounds like it's totally in having the Tam Matzah, Tam Pesach. And the Ran holds the Fidras Bam Shpah, it's a little shver. I threw in a Teretz, which I think is a Pshat, but let's read the Ran's Kasha. Says the Ran says, Loin here the Rashbam's Pshat, then Isa the Mashem Hachiu, if it's because you might eat the whole Suda afterwards, Hecher Minim Besomach with Gemara, Loya Bayi, Lacha Matzah, the Kivloi Nofish Taima, Mephachichle. By Lab Mashem Afuchi Taima, the Tam, Asiyallah. Therefore, he says a new pshat. The fikh nearly the rav is more vechen kul b'chad time. It's all the chashash is made in two places. Then that's the pshat. But upon him, that's what we're saying. We're saying pshat Rashbam is that the tam reminds you that you eat the pesach last, and therefore you will come to eat al seiva. So upon him, that's what comes out. Machlekes rav shmuel vechen. We talk a pasuk like vechen and shmuel. You not eat anything after the karm pesach. And the Rashbam later on is before you let a drink afterwards, because that's not mevatel the tam. But you're not allowed to eat after the Karm Pesach, and why not? Because you might come not to eat ala soiva. And in Yetz Hashem, the next year, we will continue with this discussion right there.